Christians are unfairly targeted by Egypt's blasphemy laws. We'll get an update on the impact of the cyclone in Bangladesh, and a children's Bible club causes a shockwave. We'll tell you what that's about on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christians are facing a growing number of blasphemy cases in Egypt since the Muslim Brotherhood took power. The new constitution criminalizes blasphemy, and some Christians fear the interpretation is too broad. Sat7 Arabic's George McKean takes that even further.
In a way, the whole society, not just Christians, are persecuted by such a law because it can be used to stop you being yourself or saying something that you think might lead the society forward.
Sat7 is a Christian satellite television service to the Middle East and North Africa. Could they run afoul of the blasphemy law? And have they changed their biblical approach because of this?
Our way of thinking is very clear that we have the truth and we can present it, and the truth itself can defend itself and can attract others. You don't need to critique others or attack them to prove that you are right or to prove what you have.
I'd like you to pray for wisdom with their team. There's more detail on the story at missionnetworknews.org. Next, we told you about the tropical storm that nicked the coast of Southeast Asia last week. Authorities assessed the damage from Cyclone Mahasin, and 1.2 million people in Bangladesh were affected. 48 were killed. The devastation hasn't been as bad as it could have been, but a lot of families lost their homes in the storm. Gospel for Asia is getting food packets to families living in shelters. One food packet costs just $14. Want to encourage a storm victim and share Christ too? Just go to our website. This is Mission Network News. A heated dispute is burning a path for the gospel in Chile. The Chilean government is accusing the Mapuche tribe of setting a number of forest fires, and tensions are still high after an arson attack killed an elderly couple. But it's not stopping the gospel, says Christian Aid Mission, your link to indigenous missions. Slowly, the Mapuche are turning to Christ with their pain instead of to drugs and alcohol. Pray more would come to know Christ as their Lord and Savior. Meanwhile, purses are making life better for families in Uganda. Orphan's Heart works with Hines Ugandan Ministries in a village of Kamankole. A few years ago, they started a ministry called Kamankole Carryall, says Julie Boyd of Orphan's Heart.
They taught several men and women in the community how to sew, and they have made these beautiful purses, bags, and garments, and they're selling them there.
They're also available in the U.S.
All of the money that we receive for the products that we sell here go 100% back into the Kamankole culture.
Helping meet physical needs of the Kamankole also opens doors for the gospel. You can help this ministry continue in one simple way.
The best way, if you want to contact me because you're interested in purchasing a necklace or a purse or seeing what they look like, would be to contact me personally by email.
We'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. And the largest wave of suicides in human history? Well, it's been in India over the past 15 years. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India sees a need for Christ's hope in India. One way they share the gospel is through children's Bible clubs. 7 years ago, a little girl named Pradita went to the Bible club and invited the leader home with her. Dave Stravers with Mission India says Pradita and her family came to Christ.
But that's not the end of the story. Pradita, as a young teenager, began leading her own children's Bible club. She actually started three churches in villages that did not have any worshiping churches just by bringing the gospel to children, and then the children would share the good news with their parents. People would learn about Jesus and learn that there is hope.
Would you believe this all started with just a dollar?
Someone paid $1, literally, to enable her to attend the Bible club. And you have this spiritual impact coming out of it.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get your modern-day hymn CD from Keith and Kristen Getty. It's called Hymns for the Christian Life, and it's with your gift of any amount. It features some brand new songs. I'd like you to call 1-800-995-4828 with your very best gift, and I'll give you a copy. Or you can also click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.